Here is your morning brief for Tuesday, March 5th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. China has set a 5% growth target for this year, a rate higher than many economists had expected, and signaling Beijing's willingness to roll out further stimulus for the economy. That includes plans to issue 1 trillion yuan worth of ultra-long special central government bonds this year to fund strategic priorities. It is only the 4th such sale in the past century, with Beijing using the measure during the Asian financial crisis, the 2008 financial crisis, and lastly in response to the economic impact of the COVID pandemic. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has reclaimed the title as the world's richest person, nudging Elon Musk into second place, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Shares in Tesla have dropped by 24% year-to-date, dragging Musk's net worth down by $31 billion so far this year. The news also comes as Musk is being sued by 4 former Twitter executives, claiming that he owes them more than $128 million in severance. The year-long dispute originates from Musk's takeover of the social media platform, where he fired the executives for negligence and willful misconduct, which they deny. Musk's lawyer has declined to comment on the suit. And regulators probing the mid-air blowout on an Alaska Airlines plane in January have found that Boeing allegedly failed to comply with quality control requirements in manufacturing. That's the outcome of the Federal Aviation Administration's audit of Boeing and manufacturing partner Spirit AeroSystems. In order to hold Boeing accountable, the FAA says it will continue its on-site presence at Boeing and Spirit's manufacturing facilities. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly lower. European shares are following suit, and U.S. futures are also in the red ahead of earnings from Target, CrowdStrike, and Nordstrom. And we have got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.